Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the SFLC podcast. I want to thank our sponsors, Dependable Solutions, innovating the future of your small to medium-sized business since 2012. It's 2018. If you're not accepting credit cards, you're losing money. Plain and simple. Learn how you can save 40 to 60% on your overall credit card processing bill by going to dependable-solutions.net. Again, that is dependable/solutions.net. Also, teststrips.com, that is teststrips with a Z.com. Managing diabetes is your business, making it affordable is ours. Sell your extra unused diabetes supplies for up to $50 per box and support a worthy cause. Rated a Better Business Bureau accredited A+ rating for over 5 years. Partnered with 98.5, the Sports Hub, and affiliated with the American Diabetes Association. Make sure to check them out again. That is teststrips with a Z.com.
SFLC Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SFLC podcast here on this Thanksgiving week. I hope everybody out there is enjoying their football that I'm sure we're all going to be watching. But this week, we're going to take a little bit of a break from the UFC as we have Bellator 210 going down at the end of the month in Thackerville, Oklahoma. We have a couple of guests that we get to talk to here today. Of course, we have Daniel Weichel. He will be taking on Goity Yamauchi on the 30th, as well as also having Costello Van Steens, who has been on, and he will face Chris Honeycutt, a big wrestler, a big test for Costello coming up. So we look forward to jumping right into those as we are joined on the line with Daniel Weichel. Daniel, so we have you as the prelim main event at Bellator 210 at the Windstar Casino and Resort in Thackerville, Oklahoma, going up against Goity Yamauchi. Now, you're going up against another Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. Do you see this as being something that you can use to your advantage or something that kind of scares you knowing that he has that same level you do?
Well, you know, I have good confidence in my jiu-jitsu, and I really think that I studied this game, and I think I will have the right weapons to beat him either on the ground or at the striking department, you know? I really respect him as a fighter, and I respect his jiu-jitsu, but I think I put my jiu-jitsu on the next level in the last couple of years, so I really feel ready for that.
When you talk jiu-jitsu specifically, I mean, you're both black belts. How do you kind of differentiate at that level?
Also I'm a black belt. I never train with the gi because I'm an MMA fighter, so I always train without the gi. And especially for MMA, I think you have to change the thinking of jiu-jitsu. You know, for me as a MMA fighter, I want to be on top. You know, I want to be on top, I want to dominate, I want to make damage. So I try to adapt to what I want to do in my fighting, in my fight to my jiu-jitsu game. So I try to use all the movements and try to adapt them for the MMA game. So I think this is one of the most important things that you have to change as a jiu-jitsu black belt for MMA.
So you're fighting Yamauchi, who you actually have a few years on him as far as age is concerned. Is this something that you can use to your advantage, or does his quickness kind of scare you a little bit?
No, not at all. No, I feel I really feel that I'm in great shape right now, and, you know, age is just a number, you know, as long as it doesn't get into your head, it doesn't have an effect on you. That's what I believe in. And, you know, I think I try to learn from every experience that I make, no matter if it's a win or it's a lose. I try to learn from any experience. So I try to use all what I've learned over the last years of my entire MMA career and put it into my training camp or into what I have to do in my next fight.
I hear you. Now, you're going up against a guy who's very, very tough. His only losses haven't just come by decision. They've come by split decision. When you see that, how do you adapt your training regimen to know that you could be going a full three rounds with this guy?
To be honest, I trained the last 1.5 years or last 2 years for five-round fights. So I don't really change many things, you know. I try to get my cardio on point, and my coach is doing a great stuff preparing me to finish the fight, you know. That's what I got in my mind, and that's what I want to put on him. I want to put the pressure on him to finish inside the 3 rounds. If it goes the full 3 rounds, I will try to put the pressure on him for 15 minutes. So that's the game plan.
I was going to say, that's got to be a unique thought process. Training for 3 rounds while getting your mind right to say, I want to finish this before 3 rounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing for me is that it's all on how much I focus, how much I concentrate on openings, on when I put more pressure on him. You know, I try to always play my game, not let him get him into his game, and that's kind of the art, to put the pressure in the right moments, to use the right gaps in the right moments, having the right timing. That's really the art of modern MMA.
Absolutely. Before we can, not to overlook this fight that you have this weekend, but looking back at what's happened in your division, we saw the Emmanuel Sanchez and Pitbull fight. Were you able to catch that?
Yeah, I watched that fight.
What was your opinion on that? That was a war.
It was a war. It was a great fight. Both fighters showed tremendous heart. And yeah, Patricio showed why he is the champion. Absolutely. But it was a very great fight. A lot of respect for both fighters.
So Emmanuel Sanchez has been calling for almost an immediate rematch with Pitbull. However, you've beaten Emmanuel Sanchez, but you've ended up fighting Pitbull twice in, again, other wars that Pitbull ended up getting the victories on. With this win at the end of the month, are you looking for a rematch against either Emmanuel or Pitbull?
To be honest, at this moment right now, I want to stay active as a fighter. At the moment, I don't have the title picture in my head. You know, just because I just had the title fight, you know. Definitely, somewhere in my head, I have the desire to become champion. But for right now, I want to fight. And I have the next fight in front of me. And for the future, for the next year, I really want to stay more busy fighting than the last year. But this year, I have 2 fights. The year before, I was only 1 fight. And really, the main thing for me is to stay busy, to stay active as a fighter, and climb the ladder and beat anybody in any division.
I love it. Thank you for that, Daniel. And finally, one of the last things we always like to find out, man, you're coming all the way from Germany. So what happens at the end of the camp, the end of the fight, you get back to Germany? What's your plan of action after a fight, regardless of outcome?
When I come back to Germany, of course, the Christmas time starts, and I will enjoy some time with my family, and also I will hang out a bit with my teammates. You know, we spend a lot of time in the gym this year, my friends and my teammates, so we will also celebrate a little bit and enjoying life, you know, with my family and friends.
Outstanding. We look forward to seeing your fight against Goity Yamauchi as the prelim main event at Bellator 210, the Windstar Casino and Resort in Thackerville, Oklahoma. Daniel, any final words you have for us before you take off?
You know, I want to thank you for the interview. I want to thank all my fans around the world for the support. November 13th, I will come and get that victory. Thank you, guys.
And we want to thank Daniel Weichel for his time. And just like that, we are joined back on the line, continuing with Bellator 210 coverage in Thackerville, Oklahoma. We are joined now by Costello Van Steenis.
Hi, how are you? I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing really well. So, yeah, we're really focusing in on the Bellator card that's coming on at the end of the month. And, of course, you have a big event going up against Chris Honeycutt, but a little bit in that in a minute. Costello, you are on a 4-fight win streak. You are on a 2-fight win streak in Bellator right now, which includes 2 first-round finishes. So what kind of a background does that give you when you move into this fight with Honeycutt coming up on the 30th?
I'm curious.
You are a Dutch fighter, yet you are called the Spaniard. So where did the nickname come from?
Well, my family gave me it because I came from Spain. I used to live in Spain. Then I moved over to Holland, and then I did my first amateur fight in area for my trainer recruiter in the Netherlands, and it looked like the end of the film. The film is The Gladiator or something. I did a tongue kick, what looked like the film, and that's how Danny said, oh, good point, Spaniard. It's all right.
Well, you have about almost 3 years since your last loss, and even that loss was a decision loss. So you've been able to go for a full 3 rounds. You've had your last 2 fights being first round finishes. When you end up going up against somebody like Chris Honeycutt, obviously you're still looking for a first round finish, but if that isn't possible, how do you get the stamina to be able to go the full fight and ready to go to war with Chris?
I'm going to use my elbows, use my fist, and use my feet.
As far as defense is concerned, Chris Honeycutt has quite a background in wrestling, so I think it's fair to say he probably doesn't want to stand toe-to-toe with you in the center of the ring. He probably wants to go down to the ground with you. Are you expecting that in his offense?
Yeah, I am expecting that, but I don't really mind. If he wants to take me to the ground, he'll first have to be trying to take me to the ground, and I don't know if he will succeed. But just imagine if he does, then I don't care. We can fight on the floor as well. I'm comfortable standing, wrestling on the floor.
You have a couple of back-to-back wins, and of course we're dating back a few years with triangle chokes, so it sounds like you're a comfortable ground fighter as well.
Yeah. Well, I like to fight more on the floor, but on top of the guy. But if I land on my back, I've got some finishes there as well.
So let's go into this fight a little bit, and knowing that he is going to try and go to the ground with you, yet he might be a little cautious. Obviously, everybody has offensive attacks that they're thinking of. What are you thinking to expect from him on a defensive aspect?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go in standing, and then he's probably going to start panicking. Then he'll be wrestling or clinching or whatever he does. And that's where he's probably going to feel comfortable. That's what he's probably going to do after, I don't know, when he feels uncomfortable. He'll try to do that, but I don't know if that will work. You know, we'll see.
When you end up training for fights like this, are you the kind of fighter that goes in and watches film on your fighters, or are you the kind that likes to just focus on your game plan?
No, I started training camp just training hard, and then halfway the training camp, I just see some of his fights, and then I let my trainers watch his fights, and we discussed the game plan a little bit. Just don't put that much work into the game plan, just see the 2 holes, you work on it, and yeah. I think the most important part is training really hard. That's where it gets you the most.
Do you expect the cardio to be there not only for you, but also for him?
Yeah, I think we're both going to have good cardio. So it's going to be a big, big fight, big grinding. I don't know if I'll have more cardio than him, but I gave 100% in this training camp, so I'm coming in with a full gas.
And not to look past this fight, but with a victory over Chris, are you looking at anybody after this that you'd like to step in the ring with after this fight?
We'll see. First, I'm going to defeat this guy, and then afterwards, you can call me again, and then I'll tell you who I want to fight. I'm not going to call out names before if I still go to fight him on my house.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that. After you win this fight, I'm going to call you back, and we're going to have this conversation again and see who you want to take on next. All right, and then after the fight, and we had this conversation, we always love to do this, you know, you're coming up around the holidays, you're fighting at the end of the month, so what are you going to do after this fight? Enjoy the holidays, and then what do you like to do after a fight camp is over?
I will enjoy food a lot. Yeah, that's my number one thing. I like to eat a bit of junk food, so I'll probably do that, go visit some family, take it easy. Of course, I will still be training, because I believe that you have to keep on training even though you don't have a fight camp to get better and better.
So you say that you like to eat some junk food, and obviously you're fighting around middleweight. So if you're fighting around middleweight, what's your natural walking around weight?
My natural depends. After a cheat week, I could be on 94. And if I take it easy, I could be on 92 or 93.
Wow, so you really aren't walking around that heavy over your weight size naturally.
No, exactly. No, I don't know. I think if you have a big weight cut, you're going to be fighting a lot weaker than normally. So if you have an easy weight cut, you'll be much stronger in the fight.
Do you expect that to give you a quickness in that middleweight division that most middleweights might not have?
Yeah, I don't know. Some middleweights, I don't know if they're more heavier than I am, though. So, I'm not sure.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank you for your time, as always, Costello. But before we let you go, take the time to go ahead and thank your sponsors. Thank your camp. We always like to let you end with that.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to thank my trainer, my gym, Timo Sensi, Coach Gym, and my family, my home gym, and my brother.
And finally, give me your prediction for this fight outcome on November 30th.
My prediction is that my hand's going to go up in the air at the end of the fight. I'm going to have the win.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Costello. And you can catch Costello as well as Daniel Weichel fighting again November 30th at the Windstar Hotel and Resort in Thackerville, Oklahoma. But that's going to do it here for us on the SFLC podcast. Again, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy your turkey day, and we'll catch you next week with all the MMA news coming your way on the SFLC podcast.